The secrets of a king it is good to keep hidden, but the works of God proclaim from the rooftop. The famous advice that the Archangel Saint Raphael gave in the Bible. And I want to proclaim to you this incredible secret of the souls in purgatory that many of you know, but it is worth repeating. And it is revealed in a powerful story by Saint Bridget of Sweden, whose feast day it is today. We're going to go through a story that was compiled by Blessed Carlo Acutis, soon to be canonized on September 7th. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Bridget was born in June of 1303 in the castle of Finsta near Uppsala in Sweden. Her father was Jagman, which is judge and governor of the Uppland region, and her mother Ingeborga was a noble. I'm totally butchering all of this, by the way. At 14 years of age, according to the Cupsons of that period, her father gave her in marriage to Ulf Gudmarsson, the son of the governor of the Västergötland. Bridget would have wanted to enter a convent, but she conformed to the will of her parents. In 1335, the king of Sweden, Magnus II, married Bianca of Dampierre, and Bridget, who was the sovereign cousins, was called to the court. She had great influence on the young sovereigns, and as long as she was listened to, Sweden had many good laws, and the inhumane and unjust customs of the day were abolished. In the solitude of Alvastra, she founded a new religious community called the Order of the Most Holy Savior, composed of dual monasteries, that is, men and women, religious, rigorously divided, and the only point of encounter was in the Church for Common Prayer. All were placed under the guidance of one single abbess, representative of the Virgin Mary. Pretty awesome idea there. She arrived in Rome for the holy year of 1350, and she remained forever in the Eternal City. She expended herself very much for the return of the Pope to Rome, like St. Catherine of Siena. In 1367, it seemed that her prayers had come true. Pope Urban V returned to Avignon, but his sojourn in Rome was brief, because in 1370 he departed again for France, regardless of the fact that Bridget had foretold him of his imminent death. If he did that, in fact, as soon as he reached Avignon on the 24th of September 1370, he died. At the center of the spirituality of St. Bridget, we find the mysteries of the Passion of Christ and the glories and the sorrows of Mary. Bridget knew to gather and emphasize the centrality of Mary in the history of salvation next to Christ and united to Christ according to the saving plan of God. She died on the 23rd of July, 1373. Boniface IX canonized her in 1391 and JP II on the 1st of October, 1999. Proclaimed her co-patroness of Europe. Here's the story. In her revelations, it is told that one day she had a vision of purgatory. She heard the voice of an angel who, consoling the souls, was repeating these words, "Blessed is he that living still upon the earth gives aid to the souls in purgatory with their prayers and good deeds, because the justice of God demands that without the help of the living, these would necessarily need to be purified in fire." At the same moment, from the profundity of the abyss, he heard a group of voices that said, "O Christ, most just judge, in the name of your infinite mercy, do not look upon our errors that are without number, but rather to the infinite merits of your most precious passion. And beyond, we beg you, in the heart of the clergy, sentiments of true charity, wherefore their prayers, mortifications, almsgiving, and indulgences applicable to our suffrage, we are aided in our most extreme necessities." And he heard yet other voices with added, "Thanks be given to those who bring us relief in our wretchedness. Your power is infinite, O Lord. Render 100-fold to our benefactors who conduct us sooner into the sojourn of your divine light." Let's talk about that. Did you hear that? The souls in purgatory and the angel were talking about the blessedness and the reward of those that help the souls in purgatory. So I want to reveal to you different ways that I have been blessed. Now, we should do the right thing whether we're rewarded or not. But God is so awesome that he will reward you whether you want to be rewarded or not. So it's amazing. Even if you're like, I don't care about the reward, God's going to reward you. And we need to share with other people these rewards. We need to reveal the works of God because it gives glory to Him and not to us. So this is a saying that I came up with in Ireland. Those that give the souls in purgatory a home in heaven, they will give a home on earth. You like that saying? Should be a t-shirt, shouldn't it? Do you want to know what happened in Ireland? We stayed in 2 houses in Ireland, and this is how much we paid. You see that? Zero. We paid nothing. We stayed in a beautiful waterfront house owned by a retired millionaire dentist that would have cost us $6,000 for the 3 weeks. And we paid nothing. We helped clean up the house and we organized his towels and he washed his dishes and a few other things, but we paid nothing. And we asked him and he said, no, you don't need to pay me anything. We stayed 3 days in Knock in this person's house. They let us stay there. We asked them if we could pay and they said, no, we paid nothing. And my wife struggles to believe that this is real. And she says, Alvaro, do you realize that this is not normal? This does not happen to people. This is really strange. She even wonders if I'm grateful because I'm so nonchalant about it. I'm so used to this. I'm used to the reward that the souls in purgatory give you. I don't ask for it. It just falls in my lap. And so I throw this out to you so that you may redouble your efforts in helping the souls in purgatory because they cry out to God. We have to read that again. They cry out to God for you, for you. And if we were to hear how they say it, we would be moved to tears, possibly die of love. Oh Lord, render 100-fold to our benefactors, 100-fold. Can you imagine that? Think about that for a second. If you pray one Hail Mary for them, they pray 100 for you. 100. That's a lot. That's 2 rosaries for one Hail Mary that you pray. One gets you 2 rosaries worth of prayers. If you pray a rosary, you get 100 rosaries back prayed for you. They want to do this. They love doing this. It is their joy to do this. We need to think about this. We need to think about this because life right now is difficult. It is difficult. People are struggling financially. People are struggling to put food on the table. They are anxious and they are worried. But there are people out there, the souls in purgatory, that are in greater need than us, that if we stop worrying about ourselves, stop worrying about our children, stop worrying about our finances, stop worrying about our jobs, and we pray for them instead, they will take care of everything that we have. They will take care of everything that we need, even giving us things for free. I went on vacation and my housing was free. Let that sink in, free. And it will be the same for you if you help them. I shall repeat it one more time. Those that give a home to the souls in purgatory in heaven, those that give them a heavenly home, they will give you an earthly home as a reward. Just think about that. My friends, love the souls in purgatory. Love them because they will give you 100-fold love. Do you want more love in your life? Then love them and you will be more like Christ and they will be Christ to you 100-fold what you could be to them. That's the good news for today. Saint Bridget of Sweden, pray for us. My friends, if this has helped you in any way and this has helped you, Please support and like this channel. Say a prayer for me. Send me your love and support me through Buy Me a Coffee if you would like. I'll see you in the next one.